It certainly is a blessing to have them with us in the service, and they have blessed our hearts before. And again, Brother Leonard has a camp meeting in November, always the first week in November. Brother Mike Soup, who's been here, has a camp meeting the last week in September there in Lawrenceville, Georgia. There are other meetings. I know there's the High Point camp meeting. Brother Younger is over. There's youth meetings that are fixing to take place and different places. And but we're glad we're here tonight. Amen. And you just open up your heart while they sing for us, all right? And they'll be a blessing to you.
What has happened to a nation that used to fear the Lord, to a people whose foundation was built upon God's word? We've allowed the world's opinion to chart a different way, but it's time the Church of Jesus Christ should boldly stand and say, God's word will stand against the raging tide of those who criticize and work their evil plans. God's word will stand against the gates of hell with power to prevail in the hearts of men. God's word will stand. They can take it from the courthouse walls, remove it from the schools, teach our children that we're animals, speak against a golden rule, try and hide our Christian heritage from the public eye, but they'll never overcome God's word, no matter how they try. God's word will stand against the raging tide of those who criticize and work their evil plans. God's word will stand against the gates of hell with power to prevail in the hearts of men. God's word will stand. It is forever settled to evermore endure. It's the only way a sinner's heart can ever be made pure. God's word will stand against the raging tide of those who criticize and work their evil plans. God's word will stand against the gates of hell with power to prevail in the hearts of men. God's word will stand. God's word will stand. God's word will stand. Amen. I'm glad His word will stand. It's a joy to have my family here tonight with us, and I hope the songs we'll sing will be a blessing. And of course, that's an older one that the Lord gave me many years ago. We're going to sing a couple of new songs for you tonight, and this is one I wrote about a year ago, I guess, and we've been in the process of trying to get it recorded. And got this thought one day. I was talking to my son, and he's reading over there in the Word of God where Paul spoke about to somebody, said, receive him for love's sake. And he said, you know, have you ever heard a song for love's sake? I said, no, never have. I began to meditate upon that, and I thought about everything Jesus did for us was for love's sake. He came from heaven's glory because He loved us. God so loved the world that He gave, as Brother Winkler preached so wonderfully the other night. And the Lord gave me the words of this song. Hope it'll be a blessing for love's sake.